Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Father Henry Nouwen wrote, "Joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose it and keep choosing it every day. We know, O God, that as we seek your presence in our lives, there is experienced the fullness of joy. Help us make that a conscious choice every day to seek you, for that joy is something we can share with those we love and those we serve. Let us choose to seek you this weekend and find what helps us to live more effectively and joyfully. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, eighth day, Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same be approved as open fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have three very special guests that I'd like to introduce. They are here because we're going to hear a great Senate concurrent resolution, number 21, in the Senator from Newton's Committee upon Adjournment on the importance of the A-10 and what a wonderful weapon system it is to keep in our arsenal. And, of course, that is stationed out of Whiteman Air Force Base. To testify on behalf of that will be, first of all, Keith Crumley from Sedalia. He is with the Whiteman Area Leadership Council. He will be speaking on that. And then also is Mark Ronco and his wife, Lisa. Mark is a retired A-10 pilot, and he's going to talk about his experience piloting the A-10. So let's welcome these heroes to our Capitol, and so glad they came.
Let's welcome these very special guests to the Missouri Capitol.
Thank you.
Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the 17th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, is yours a joint resolution? We are not on that order of business.
Apologize, Mr. President.
Thank you. Introduction of bills for that. We're on the order of business of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills.
President.
Senator from the 14th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 765, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to transient students.
Senator?
Yes, Mr. President, this bill is to recognize high poverty areas and what students have to deal with when they experience inequality in education. So we are trying to address transient populations in high poverty areas. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I have a joint resolution.
Send it forward. Read the joint resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution number 45, introduced by Senator Sylvie. A joint resolution relating to the ability of the governor to control the rate of and reduce expenditures.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've had this discussion over the last several years about the governor's withholding of funds that have been appropriated by the legislature and the manner in which he chooses to do that. This resolution simply seeks to rein that in a little bit by taking funds that are appropriated to DESE and setting them aside from that process. So if we appropriate money to education, as we did last year, the governor will have no ability to withhold those funds for political reasons or otherwise. So if you all remember, last summer he withheld $66.4 million while we were discussing his veto override, and this would prohibit him from doing that. Of course, it goes to a vote of the people, but it sends the message that if we appropriate money to education in this state, that we expect it to be spent on education in this state, and that the governor's tactics of using it for political gain are no longer acceptable. Thank you.
Senator from Barton.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 46, introduced by Senator Emery, a joint resolution relating to taxation.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill changes the basis of taxation in the state from taxing people's productivity to taxing their consumption. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 4th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 766, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to secured transactions.
Senator.
Mr. President, this bill amends the Uniform Commercial Code in the state of Missouri.
Senator from Andrew. Send it forward.
It's self-explanatory. Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 47, introduced by Senator Lauger, a joint resolution relating to term limits for statewide elected officials.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 767, introduced by Senator Schmidt et al., an act relating to the creation of a voluntary registry of persons with health-related ailments to assist individuals in a case of a disaster or emergency.
Senator?
No explanation, thank you.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
Thank you.
Read the first bill.
Okay.
Senate Bill Number 768, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to public library district sales tax.
Senator.
Bill, that's a bill that deals with public library sales tax.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 769, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the treatment of eating disorders.
Senator?
That's a bill dealing with an act of treatment of eating disorders.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. Send it forward.
Needs no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 770, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the protection of women's health care.
Senator from Barry. Send it forward.
And no explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 771, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the offense of possession of transfer of an automated sales suppression device.
She's terrible. Senator from 24th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 772, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to income tax.
Senator?
Mr. President, it's a bill long overdue. This would be to index our tax brackets. And Mr. President?
Senator?
I'd like to seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special
bill. Hearing no objection, proceed.
I'd like to introduce Dr. Rob Hicks from St. Louis County. He serves as Doctor of the Day. He's not in the building right now. He'll be later on.
Good friend of mine. He practiced in Cape before coming up there.
All right.
Thank you.
I'd like to the body make him welcome.
We're delighted to welcome Dr. Hicks, the Doctor of the Day, who's somewhere in the Capitol. Senator from Buchanan.
Or the Senator from the 10th.
Does the Senator from the 10th yield for inquiry?
I do.
She yields, you may inquire.
Thank you for taking my inquiry, Senator.
Absolutely.
I know that you have a bill that you are planning to file, but unfortunately you're not filing it today.
Yeah, we weren't able to get it done for today. We have been actually working for better part of a week on it, and it relates to the current protocol that we're using to execute inmates on death row in the state of Missouri.
You know, I received a message that was real disconcerting to me this last week. And the message was that the company that we hire as a state to provide the health care for our inmates in our prisons has a subsidiary, a wholly owned subsidiary pharmacy in Oklahoma that is providing the execution drug to execute our inmates.
I didn't know that. I knew that it was an Oklahoma pharmacy, and that was one of the concerns that I had, because it was my understanding that this pharmacy is acting outside of federal regulations as it comes to compounding this drug. And it's also my understanding that we may be violating several state and federal laws by bringing that drug into the state of Missouri.
Well, that may be the case. The thing that got my attention and offended my sensibilities was that the company that is caring for our inmates would actually be providing the drug. And so I've made some effort to find out, and it looks like I will never be able to find out whether that's true or not. But I did manage to go online, and I found out that indeed Corizon, which is the company that provides the health care, does have a wholly owned subsidiary pharmacy in Oklahoma called PharmaCore.
Okay.
And so that's true, but I just don't know that whether or not PharmaCore is the one that's providing the drug.
Well, you know, part of the thing, Senator, that bothers me about this is I think that the reason that they're keeping the pharmacy under such a veil of secrecy is about a law that we passed while I was in the Senate several years ago, having to do with the confidentiality of the actual execution team. At the time, the concern was for the actual Department of Corrections employees. Those folks who have to live in the community where the executions take place, they wanted to be able to keep their confidentiality for completely understandable reasons. But because of that bill now, I believe they are hiding behind that to keep information from the press and from the legislature and from the people of Missouri that I think should be released. Because if we are violating federal law, or if we're using our prison's health care system in order to...
Can you believe that we would actually use our prison health care system to do this? But the words in the law are that the execution team are those people who provide direct support for the administration of lethal gas or lethal chemicals. Well, I just don't believe that the pharmacy provides direct support. And if it's true that they do provide direct support, then are we allowed to know what company provided the gurney or the IV pole or the IV tubing or the needle? You know, was it a Becton Dickinson needle that they used? I mean, what about the light bulbs in the execution chamber? I mean, are we allowed to know, you know, who provided that? Because I just have to say, this is outrageous. It's ridiculous to say that the pharmacy is part of the execution team.
I have a real concern with this, and I know that the death penalty issue is an issue that is a deeply dividing issue in the state of Missouri. But I think regardless of where you are on the issue of whether there should be the death penalty or there should not be the death penalty, Right now, we have a situation where we have absolutely no idea where these drugs are coming from. We have no idea whether they are medically safe and accurate. I mean, they're obviously not safe, but I mean, they're medically, you know, effective and supposed to be used in the way that they're being used. We have no idea how we can even investigate this protocol because it's under this veil of secrecy. And I think that that was not the intent of this law. So I think it's time that whether we agree with the death penalty or not, that we all have a conversation about how we are executing individuals in the state of Missouri, because right now we are doing it, in my opinion, illegally, unmorally, unethically, and it needs to stop.
You know, on today's John Combest, there was a link to an article by KWMU, and the link, that article that was on there had a copy of a brief, a legal brief that was filed in the case of the guy whose execution is pending. And in that, they quoted from a deposition of the department's person, and they said that the pharmacy contract was a no-bid contract to provide the drug, and that it was cash, that they paid $8,000 in cash because they're a part of the execution team, and that the average execution cost $17,000 in cash. And that they asked the guy, did the state provide a 1099? And he didn't know the answer for that cash, you know. So here we have a no bid, $8,000 in cash, and we're not allowed to know the identity of the pharmacy. So I don't think that we'll ever be able to get that.
I, you know what? I don't think under existing law that we will. At least that's the opinion that they're taking. I know that litigation is currently pending regarding this issue, and so I know that that issue will be sorted out one way or the other by the courts. Unfortunately, there is a man on Wednesday, the 29th of December, named Herbert Smalls, who's going to be executed under the current protocol. And I'm not saying that this man should not be executed. I'm saying that we need at least 60 days so that we can get this sorted out, so that the people of the state of Missouri, the legislature, everybody involved in this process can fully understand how we are executing people in the state of Missouri, whether it is legal, moral, and ethical, because right now we don't know the answers because they won't even give us access to the information.
Right. I agree. I jotted down a few public policy questions that are important to me. And the first one is the guarantee against cruel and unusual punishment. You know, we have that responsibility as a legislature to think about, you know, are we guaranteeing that this execution is not done in a cruel manner? The second one is, are we going to allow the same company that provides the health care for our inmates to participate in any way in the execution of one of our inmates? That is absolutely unconscionable. And the third issue is transparency in the process. You know, there has to be some transparency. And there
absolutely
isn't.
And the reason, Senator, that they wanted us to do the confidentiality law in the first place was to protect those individuals, those human beings who were members of the execution team, so that when they're in the grocery store, when they're at church on Sunday, that they aren't fingered as the person who participates in the execution team there at the Department of Corrections. That was the need. That's why the Department of Corrections came to us and said we needed to do this. They didn't say we needed to completely veil how we're going to do the executions. All of that information, that transparency, it's something we require in every aspect of government. But for some reason on this single issue, they've decided, no transparency here. You're not going to learn anything about it. And I think it's wrong.
Well, Senator, I thought that you might be introducing that bill today. And being that there is this upcoming execution, it's timely that we talk about it now. And so I thank you for taking the time to discuss this information. I really just wanted everyone to know that the legislature is engaged, we're involved, we're watching.
Absolutely, Senator, and my plan is at this point to file that bill on Monday so that we can continue the discussion after the weekend.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further introduction of bills, the senior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
And it does not include the white cover sheet, because that is the correct way to introduce bills in the Missouri Senate.
That is correct.
Senate Bill number 773, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to ground ambulance operators.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Further introduction of bills, the junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 774, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 13th.
I have a bill.
Send the bill forward, please. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. And please send back the white summary sheet on top.
Senate Bill number 775, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to repealing the death penalty.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Further explanation necessary.
Further introduction of bills. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order of business and reports of standing committees.
Seeing no objection, we will go to reports of standing committees. Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of the appointees has been distributed on the desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the report forward. Seeing no objection, there will be a waiver of the reading. Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that motion.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion. We have already voted on that, and it's passed.
You do a wonderful job up there, Mr. President.
You are, you're done.
We'll make sure you get to do it again.
Thank you. Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, Senate go to order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, second reading of Senate bills.
Mr. President, before we do that, can we please refer Senate Concurrent Resolutions 25 and 26 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Those bills will be so referred. We are now back on second reading of Senate bills.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 614.
Senate Bill 614, an act relating to judicial personnel.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 615.
Senate Bill 615, an act relating to court costs.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 616.
Senate Bill 616, an act relating to school operations.
Education. Senate Bill 617.
Senate Bill 617, an act relating to the regulation of insurance.
Small business. Senate Bill 618.
Senate Bill 618, an act relating to prohibitions on certain policies that infringe on private property rights.
General laws. Senate Bill 619.
Senate Bill 619, an act relating to the laws of other countries.
General laws. Senate Bill 620.
Senate Bill 620, an act relating to the preferential use of the capital complex by private entities.
Governmental accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 621.
Senate Bill 621, an act relating to the administration of justice.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 622.
Senate Bill 622, an act relating to the state enforcement of certain federal laws.
He threw me off.
Senate Bill, or general laws. Senate Bill 623.
Senate Bill 623, an act relating to elections.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 624.
Senate Bill 624, an act relating to school accreditation.
Education, Senate Bill 625.
Senate Bill 625, an act relating to controlled substances.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 626.
Senate Bill 626, an act relating to year-round educational programs for school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 627.
Senate Bill 627, an act relating to campaign contributions.
Rules, Senate Bill 628.
Senate Bill 628, an act relating to the transfer of property by the governing bodies of certain public institutions of higher education.
Education. Senate Bill 629.
Senate Bill 629, an act relating to ethics.
Excuse me. Rules. Senate Bill 630.
Senate Bill 630, an act relating to the process for establishing candidate names on ballots.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 631.
Senate Bill 631, an act relating to military and overseas voter registration.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 632.
Senate Bill 632, an act relating to county building codes.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 633.
Senate Bill 633, an act relating to tax incentives for data storage centers.
Jobs, Senate Bill 634.
Senate Bill 634, an act relating to title insurance.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 635.
Senate Bill 635, an act relating to incentives for interstate business relocation.
Jobs, Senate Bill 636.
Senate Bill 636, an act relating to criminal case surcharges for counties or cities with domestic violence shelters.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 637.
Senate Bill 637, an act relating to charter schools.
Education, Senate Bill 638.
Senate Bill 638, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to pregnancy resource centers.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 639.
Senate Bill 639, an act relating to mammography reports containing information regarding breast density.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 640.
Senate Bill 640, an act relating to electronic monitoring of persons who have been charged with or found guilty of violating protection orders.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 641.
Senate Bill 641, an act relating to controlled substances.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 642.
Senate Bill 642, an act relating to surface mining.
Commerce, Senate Bill 643.
Senate Bill 643, an act relating to publishing of Missouri statutes.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 644.
Senate Bill 644, an act relating to the preparation of fiscal notes by the Oversight Division of the Committee of Legislative Research.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 645.
Senate Bill 645, an act relating to the Division of Professional Registration.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 646.
Senate Bill 646, an act relating to the licensure of animal care facilities.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 647.
Senate Bill 647, an act relating to a tax credit for donations to food pantries.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 648.
Senate Bill 648, an act relating to the Real Estate Appraisers Commission.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 649.
Senate Bill 649, an act relating to right-of-way of political subdivisions.
Commerce, Senate Bill 650.
Senate Bill 650, an act relating to wireless communications infrastructure deployment.
Commerce, Senate Bill 651.
Senate Bill 651, an act relating to communications services.
Commerce, Senate Bill 652.
Senate Bill 652, an act relating to utility access to railroad right-of-way.
Commerce, Senate Bill 653.
Senate Bill 653, an act relating to municipal utility poles.
Commerce, Senate Bill 654.
Senate Bill 654, an act relating to the mediation of trust provisions.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 655.
Senate Bill 655, an act relating to who may lawfully occupy rental property.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 656.
Senate Bill 656, an act relating to training requirements for a concealed carry permit.
General Laws, Senate Bill 657.
Senate Bill 657, an act relating to special education due process hearings.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 658.
Senate Bill 658, an act relating to alternatives to abortion agencies.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 659.
Senate Bill 659, an act relating to advanced practice registered nursing.
Financial Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 660.
Senate Bill 660, an act relating to public funding for family planning.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 661.
Senate Bill 661, an act relating to Missouri Health Net Services.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 662.
Senate Bill 662, an act relating to notice of sales tax modifications.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 663.
Senate Bill 663, an act relating to oral chemotherapy parity.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 664.
Senate Bill 664, an act relating to water quality standards.
Commerce, Senate Bill 665.
Senate Bill 665, an act relating to illegal conduct involving prescription medications.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 666.
Senate Bill 666, an act relating to tax credit for residential real property owners.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 667.
Senate Bill 667, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments.
Rules, Senate Bill 668.
Senate Bill 668, an act relating to oral chemotherapy parity.
Small Business Insurance and Industry.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. The chair would like to recognize the birthday of a young man who is one of our doormen. I believe he's turning 39 years old today. Mr. J.O. Rackers, it's his birthday today. So be sure and wish him a happy birthday today. Further announcements. Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, my Committee on Ethics and Rules will have a meeting upon adjournment.
Further announcements? Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming from the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 27th, 2014.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until next Monday at 4 p.m. Have a safe trip home.